Chief of the Troika, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, as we reach the conclusion of this vital session on Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia, I'd like to express our sincere gratitude for the opportunity to present our national report and engage in this meaningful, constructive, and fruitful. The recommendations and insights shared by member states and distinguished representatives provided us with a valuable roadmap for advancing human rights in Ethiopia, and we are overwhelmingly grateful for your demonstrable engagement and efforts. We recognize that this review process is not merely an exercise in accountability. It serves as a catalyst for change within the human rights domain. Ethiopia is fully committed to implementing the recommendations received and insights gathered here, with a strong focus on translating them into concrete and meaningful actions and integrating them into our national laws, policies, and practice. The path ahead is one of the challenges and opportunities, and we are committed to embrace both with determination and sincerity. Ethiopia is committed to implementing its domestic and international obligations arising from the human rights treaty that has ratified. In line with this commitment, the government has implemented most of the 217 recommendations accepted during its third review under the Universal Periodic Review. Ethiopia has also continued to submit comprehensive reports to the UN human rights treaty bodies, as well as to African Commission for Human Rights and People's Rights regarding the various treaties it has ratified. I would like to take this opportunity to acknowledge with gratitude and deepest appreciation the parliament, the judiciary, various organs of government of Ethiopia, relevant ministry and agency, development partners, civil society organizations, the private sector and others for their contribution to the preparation of the report. I am also deeply indebted to UNDP, UNOHCHR, UNODC, IOM, UN Women, and other United Nations specialized agencies in Ethiopia and other partners for their substantive and continuous support. I would like also to take this opportunity to reiterate to the fact that Ethiopia is striving to fulfill its human rights obligations with renewed vigor and commitment. The ongoing reform has rejuvenated our commitment to respect, protect, fulfill, and promote human rights. We are optimistic that these efforts will become successful and more peaceful democratic order will prevail in Ethiopia. We look forward to the result of this interactive dialogue to draw inspiration and encouragement as we endeavor to uphold the rule of law, human rights, and democratic reforms, democratic norms in Ethiopia. Thank you once again for your invaluable engagement, support, and partnership as we work to create brighter, more just future for all Ethiopian citizens. I now invite His Excellency Ambassador Tsaga Abkebabo to deliver the closing remarks. Thank you.
Madam Vice President, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen,